There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey, what's going on, man? How are things?
Going good. How are you?
Yeah, welcome to the show, man. First off, how was your first kind of start this last weekend? You know, you've played a lot of football games so far, but your first kind of extended play time, how was that?
It was good, man. I was looking forward to it. Felt great being out there, full game, being able to kind of get in the groove and get comfortable out there. It was great.
Hey, Brandon, what's it like, you know, kind of missing a lot of training camp and having to ramp up in season as a rookie? Like, how difficult is that for you? And how do you feel like you are full go now, full 100%, everything's rocking?
Yeah, I feel like I was full go since week one. Obviously, I wasn't able to do a lot of physical stuff, but that's why I just focused and emphasized the mental part of the game. I'm asking a lot of questions, making sure I watch practices, making sure I kind of catch up on things that I wasn't able to do physically on the field during training camp. And then just week in, week out since the season, kind of just picking up on things, getting comfortable, learning from the guys that playing left and right of me, obviously from Luke. He helped me out a lot just watching his game, seeing how he plays things. So to help me kind of get in the swing of things, being able to come out there and do what I did last week.
Yeah, and again, you kind of had like an unusual kind of progression. You know, you're kind of splitting reps with Luke, and Luke's a great guy, really good football player. What was that like? You know, a lot of offensive linemen I've played with, they want to play the whole time. They want to be in the whole game to get in a rhythm. How was that kind of coming in and out and sharing reps with Luke?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of an adjustment for the first couple of weeks, like week one and two. Like you said, you're not used to it, so you kind of don't get in that groove of getting a read on, like, the defender where he doesn't run versus pass. But after that kind of first week, we're able to kind of tell each other what we saw out there, make adjustments on the fly. Then we also saw a mess with the defenders. Like, they have to play two different play styles of offensive linemen throughout the game, which messes up their kind of plan, too. So it has, like, its ups and downs, its pros and cons.
And, you know, as you've gone into this, getting to know Nick Allegretti for me has been really rewarding. I mean, that's an insightful, smart, funny dude. What's it like having veterans, besides Luke, who you're kind of rotating with, but like knowing you've got that guy next to you in the guard spot, what has he helped you with?
Yeah, man, not just Nick, but like the whole line. Those guys have a ton of experience, and they're really helpful. Like, they're looking out for me, making sure that I'm caught up on things, especially during that time I missed. I mean, they kind of helped me with seeing things that I might not see with a guy in the first year, technique-wise, set-wise. Andrew helped me out a lot with my set over the past couple weeks. And then also just being able to kind of support me and kind of uplift me. And all the times, especially as a rookie, you kind of think that you might not belong, stuff like that, but they make sure to tell me, like, you belong here, just keep working. You're doing a great job, you know, and that keeps the morale up. And those guys are doing a great job.
Can I ask you something personally?
Yeah.
Do you speak German?
I do, yeah.
Is that – I know you have military family, right? Is that part of that, just bouncing around from bases? Or how – I guess, why do you speak German?
My mom's full German. My dad, okay. He was stationed in Berlin, but he was already retired. When I was born in Virginia, Newport News. But we moved straight back after I was born, so I grew up over there. Just normal in a normal apartment in a German neighborhood, so it's just normal.
Do you rock? Could you put like the flag on your helmet if you want? You know how some players do that.
I wanted to. I didn't know there was like a whole regulation for that in the NFL, so I'll make sure to have it next season. But yeah, when I get the chance, I'll put it on there.
So I don't know how traditional this is, and you will know. So correct me if I'm wrong. But when I was in Munich, I basically survived on eating doner kebabs. They're one of the best. They're one of the best, like, sandwiches or whatever you would call that thing. Yeah. Why aren't those more prevalent? Do you know any good place for a doner kebab?
Not out here.
Does he even like doner kebabs? You should ask him. If I know you like them.
Nah, why don't you ask him?
That's my top food. They're so good, dude. So it's crazy how good they are, and I don't know how they haven't gone worldwide yet. But not out here. I found some Mediterranean spots that kind of have some bowls that have kind of the same meat and have the same flavor, but I'm still on the hunt.
We got him back. Brandon, you there?
Yeah. Call drop.
All good. The locker room gets terrible service, dude, so no worries.
That's right.
let's switch it back to football. I'll stop bugging you with random German questions, although Logan wants to know the kind of meat in doner kebabs. How much do you enjoy run blocking? Because when you watch the
what
tape,
kind of question is that, man?
It seems like, I know all you guys like
offensive
that,
linemen, get
but
out of here.
You seem to thoroughly enjoy yourself out there.
Yeah, no, like you said, I like all aspects of the game, but run blocking, it's like a few technique points, but it's just who's out there, who loves it more, man, who likes to get grimy. And when you just prepare and know the playbook, you kind of just go out there and you're just on autopilot because you know what to do. It's just about coming off the rock, and that's just one of the best aspects of the sport.
And you were talking a lot about technical pass set stuff, and I played, and I coach still, and I love hearing, like, the technical nuance stuff. So what was, like, if you could share, like, what was one of the details that you were like, oh, man, this is different than college. This is something I can add to my set or something I can change about my set to maximize my production at the NFL level?
Yeah, for sure. The first thing that I noticed even before playing was the get-off and just how important it was to be timely off the snap. You know, being able to be on cadence was big. And then what I noticed at first is in college, I was able to save myself a lot when I'm leaning, just because a lot of guys didn't have second moves. But in the league, they have 3-4 moves lined up in one pass rush. So over the past few weeks, just setting more than an aiming point inside shoulder, being able to punch and use fakes to work my shoulders back, and just playing more balance instead of trying to feel like the all-out kill shot to stump the guy. It's a lot about mirroring, being able to know what they're doing, and being reactionary, which I've worked on over the past couple weeks.
Talking with Commanders rookie left tackle Brandon Coleman. You can give him a follow on Instagram if you want, at @B_Coleman77. Dude, I'm curious. Obviously, the Commanders made a big move yesterday with the NFL trade deadline. How did you find out about the trade for Marshon Lattimore, and how did DQ address that with the team?
I just saw it on Instagram, on social media. And I was excited, man, great player, excited to have him here. And he just addressed it today in the team meeting, announced that he was here. So, you know, he's ready to work, what type of guy he is. And we're all excited that he's here, man, ready to come to work.
So that's cool. So he got up and kind of introduced himself to the whole team in the team meeting room today. That's kind of neat. Have you, obviously you're a rookie, you've never experienced that before, but.
Yeah, that's dope. Be able to kind of meet him.
I bet, man. And what's it like? At what point, because I've heard Ertz has said this a few different times, when we ask him about Jaden and people say, you know, what's it like seeing a rookie quarterback have this level of success? I mean, rookie left tackles don't usually hit the ground running so well either. And Ertz always says he's not a rookie anymore. I recognize it's his first year in the league, but at a certain point, you just know how to play in the NFL. What has that been like for you, where you recognize, yo, I belong on this level, regardless if I've played one game, 5 games, 10 games?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely still have my moments mentally where I'm like, still think, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I can learn, and that will never change, where I doubt myself. But it's been getting better to the point where, you know, I understand it's just a lot of preparation that's a stake. You know, I'm holding yourself to those things. Not every game looks the same in terms of set plans, in terms of aiming points, the way you attack different rushes. Like, you have to change stuff up every week and be uncomfortable with new techniques that you might have to learn. You know, that kind of helped me just see that, you know, I belong at this level when I was able to start doing that, being more vertical 1 week versus being more on an angle versus being thicker, you know, where your eyes are at. So over the weeks, that's a lot more simple for me, to where the game started slowing down and I felt like, okay, I can be out here and be comfortable. And I always, like, think about certain stuff.
Hey, Brandon, thank you so much for making time for us. I know Wednesdays are a very busy day in the NFL calendar, and we appreciate it, sincerely.
No, appreciate y'all for having me.
All right, that is Commanders rookie left tackle Brandon Coleman. Give him a follow on Instagram at B_Coleman77. I mean, look, he's been outrageously impressive, right?
He's been awesome. I mean, just for a guy, and we kind of knew that it was a possibility because of the athlete, the length,
yep,
the experience that he has, like the growth potential, I guess. It shouldn't be experience, growth potential, but he's definitely been awesome. And I really think the staff deserves a ton of credit for how they've brought him along. A little unconventional in terms of splitting reps, but I think that's kind of allowed him to, you know, kind of get his feet wet first before jumping all the way in.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.